Earth and throughout the universe, even. I'm your host, Michael Alijan, host of The Cosmic Connection, and I am your cosmic connection to help you understand, as I say, the connections you have with the cosmic realms, your can and why many of you have taken Earth embodiment here. And today I'm going to be covering about some of the, and I always like to say it's good to be reminded, a little friendly reminder, about some of the substances and foods and things to stay away from while you're on a mission here to planet Earth. And I take my mission very seriously. I don't get too anal retentive about it in one sense, and it's kind of like be heavy and light at the same time. But when we're dedicated to fulfilling our missions, we need to also be aware that what we consume, what we take into our physical bodies, either by dietary means, other means, affects our not only our health and immune system, but impacts our consciousness, either by raising it or lowering it, like numbing and dumbing us out, as versus expanding our consciousness. And I'm going to get to that in just a few moments here, but I do want to welcome all the new listeners out there to my show. And all our past, all my past shows, as well as Aurora Lights and Bell Alec show, who are also here on the Vortex Network News at vortexnetworknews.com. At vortexnetworknews.com, you can listen to all our past shows for the last, well, I guess, 3 years now. We were originally on Achieve Radio, and then we moved to Vortex Network News last year when those in charge of that, Achieve Radio corporate interest didn't like us talking about all kinds of things that threaten their power. And so we had to go into our own system that was more open, that we didn't have the limitations imposed that we could be in control of, rather than other interests trying to suppress or put walls up or barriers and letting people know the truth. And some of the things I'm going to talk about today in regard to some of the substances and dietary things that we should be aware of, because a lot of this isn't always that known. I've done a lot of research. I've, through many years, my friends off the planet, part of the Federation of Light, Ashtar, and also many of our other friends who are part of the Federation of Light, have downloaded a lot of important information to me. And in some sense, I'm kind of like an encyclopedia of various information. I don't mean to come off as a know-it-all or that I have the ultimate angle on things, but having researched things, and many years ago I used to speak for connect with the National Health Federation until Maureen Solomon, a black op agent of disinformation infiltrated, took it over and destroyed it, basically. But nevertheless, for years I have been connecting and networking with lots of people who know a lot of things, people both in and out of the government who wanted to expose, wanted to, you know, bring things out in the open to help empower us. My friends upstairs helped connect me in very unusual situations sometimes with people. But for those of you who are coming to this Cosmic Connection for the first time, I invite you to check out just a few of our websites. One of them is channelforthemasters.com. And you'll have see some of the background of how I became a channel. I was actually trained originally through the Edgar Cayce method of channeling by my Earth father. It was a professional stage hypnotist who found out that Edgar Cayce had been activated by a hypnotist. And after I started having visitations at a very early age from beings like Ashtar and Archangel Michael and Saint Germain, who were more real to me in many ways than some of the mundane Earth people I saw walking around Earth. So that kind of altered my consciousness, kind of went through altered states. And my father recognized he could train me as Edgar Cayce had been trained. And so by 15, I was doing these more karmic kinds of readings. And later on, when I was taken on board the second time, as I share in our book, Prepare for the Landings, go to prepareforthelandings.com. You can download the book as an ebook or order a paperback copy. And this book really does prepare you in conscious detail. I kind of refer to it kind of as the boarding pass in a way, because when you consciously understand about what's going to happen, there's kind of this physiological attunement to things. It helps you kind of relate to it a lot more. And it confirms what a lot of people right now are inwardly feeling in a little more detail, as I said. And so both channelforthemasters.com, which also one of the services that I provide for other lightworkers who are waking up, wanting to become a clearer channel, how to plug into the cosmic same source that I'm plugging into. I do these very powerful 90-minute transformational channeled readings. And when Ashtar, and of course with women, one of the goddesses, commanders, ladies up there, they like to get in the act too, so they come through. And for 90 minutes, they compress a lot on the tape related to your mission. And besides the conscious information, they download, because they actually have an energy beam on me from the Merkaba, the light ship, on a higher dimensional level. They're downloading these higher light encodements, or positive galactic subliminals, that the conscious mind doesn't hear, but the subconscious does. So when you play the tape back, it helps to activate your DNA, RNA, opens up your synaptic neural pathways, go through quite a transformation. Now, in regard to what I'm going to talk about today, one of the things about these readings, which they emphasize over and over again, is our personal responsibility, like the old concept, God helps those who help themselves, that if we're doing what we're supposed to as light workers and really rising to the occasion, embracing our potential, and that's when the encodements will activate on the tape. They don't activate early at all if we just sit back on our hunches and do nothing. But if we embrace our potential, do everything we can to treat our body like a temple rather than a cesspool and throwing just anything into it, I think if we look kind of like octane rating, premium octane is what I like. And anyway, but when if we take personal responsibility and knowing that they're our cosmic backup team, what they provide us with, that's when the encodements will activate. As I said, I want to emphasize this point. It's forcing self-reliance and self-responsibility upon us. You know, that we're not just laying around waiting for them to beam us up, even though that's what ultimately will happen. But as they talk also about the vibrational scale, Monka once channeled this many, many years ago through another contactee channeling group. The question has been asked, well, when evacuation, divine intervention finally happens, and when there's a group of people or even two standing in the field and they flip the switch and, you know, one might be beamed up or the other might not, if your physical and your consciousness, your vibrations are not attuned and your body's too toxic, well, you just can't be taken up. And that right there is an important point that I want to emphasize today, too, about that fact. But channelforthemasters.com, prepareforthelandings.com. And Prepare for the Landings, I said, you can download the book, Prepare for the Landings, as an e-book or order a paperback copy. And there's also three wonderful DVDs there that not only teach you how to channel clearly, one called The Dynamics of Cosmic Telepathy, which also happens to be the title of a very famous channel's book named Tuella, by the same title, Dynamics of Cosmic Telepathy, that she published back in the early 80s. To help other light workers develop the ability to channeling. So I've done a 90-minute channel DVD, which is wonderful. Gives you a lot of clear insights how to channel. And that is also one of the things I talk about, and that is about diet, and which I'm going to talk about today, and some of the things you should stay away from that are not good for your consciousness. And another DVD is called The Who's Who in the Cosmic Directory, which helps to reintroduce you on a conscious level to some of who our friends are in literally high places off this planet. And then there's another DVD with three wonderful channelings from Ashtar, Archangel Michael, and Saint Germain. Three 90-minute channelings all in one DVD cover. And I sell those individually, too, if you want to get those. But these are just a few things that I have available to help you get more consciously aware, take more personal responsibility. That's what I'm into, is helping to empower you, helping to pass on to knowledge that you can utilize in your life, in your mission, and to make your life a lot more empowered, and also you feel better and all the reasons. So there's some things I'm going to cover today that are very, very important. And I've had some input from people before the show, too, about things they hoped I would touch on, which I will also attempt to, too. But some of the, and these are just some of many things. And there's a lot more information I could cover, but these are some of the more basic, important things. I'm sure a lot of you out there feel other things are more important, but a lot of you may not have considered these particular things as some of them actually being negative or not good for our physical body. And the interesting thing about this, I know many people have taken allergy tests, but I'm a little suspect about some of the more commercial allergy tests, considering the, and I know that we have to consider also, like the book Eat Right for Your Blood Type, that's something I think has some relevance. Not totally, but I think there is a lot of truth to it, that depending on our blood type is how well we can ingest certain things. But one of the first things I'm going to talk about, and that is to do with coffee. Oh, yes. Which I refer to as the first witch's brew on the planet. Now, a lot of people are thinking, oh, coffee, and you even read articles. Oh, coffee's really good for you, and all these things. But when you really get down to it and you examine it without any of the biased, you know, commercial interests who want to sell you these kinds of things, who have an interest to get you into buying more coffee and buying more of this and that, of course they're going to put a spin on it, and they're going to try to make you think, because it may contain supposedly a few so-called good elements. There's a lot of other foods and substances who also contain those so-called good few elements, without all the other many, many negative things that coffee contains. And how I first became aware of coffee was quite fascinating. It actually has to do with, you know, I have to take people back in time. When I was, you know, as I was growing up on this planet, because I wasn't born with all the cosmic amnesia veils over my mind, I remember very clearly being in the councils and knowing, I remember choosing my Earth parents specifically because of not only their metaphysical, but their holistic background that would allow me to retain more of that higher knowledge, so I wouldn't experience so much of the numbing and dumbing effects sociologically and physiologically that occurs as people grow up on this planet and they ingest the wrong things, and it causes a numbing and dumbing effect on their consciousness. Now, my parents, because they were holistic as well as being metaphysical, that created an environment for me, as I said, to retain this higher awareness and make my immune system stronger. And I didn't consume anything. I didn't consume coffee. I didn't use fluoride. And I was basically a vegetarian. And I stayed away from things like fluoride, you know, because I didn't use fluoridated toothpaste. And back then there weren't any GMOs. And I didn't use any pharmaceutical drugs. And I didn't have vaccinations when I was growing up. So many people say I was quite lucky, and yes, that's one way to look at it, because my parents were a little hep, and I think they faked my papers about pretending I had them, but I didn't, because even back then they were starting to force vaccination policies, but I didn't have them as I was growing up. So as a result, I had a stronger immune system to start out with. And by the way, something I wanted to mention, one of the tactics besides the vaccinations that they now, you know, 30, 40 of these horrendous things that they put, and I've done a number of shows on vaccinations, and I would suggest, without going too much of it in this show, go back and check out some of my earlier shows. And what's interesting, too, last year, when I was interviewing Dr. Lerna Horowitz, who I just recently interviewed on one of my past Cosmic Connection shows, and I was exposing the origins, how Pasteur was a fraud, how he was involved in bad science. And if you go back, how Sir Antoine Bishop was actually the one who was a brilliant genius who talked about how it wasn't the virus and bacteria and the bugite coming under our body. It was the health of the territory. In other words, how healthy our bodies are is whether we're going to have any negative effect for as viruses and bacteria is concerned. If we have a strong immune system, then it's like water off a duck's back. But Antoine Bishop was taken out of the history books, and Pasteur was given all the credit for things that Antoine Bishop did that was really positive, like the silkworm industry problem and the wine industry fermentation problem, which Antoine Bishop saw but Pasteur took credit for. But it was also the power elite loved Pasteur because he made it so that we'd have to be dependent on vaccinations, toxic, nasty vaccinations with all these nasty things in them. Again, I've done past shows, and what I was going to say is when I tried to broadcast those shows last year when I was still on Achieve Radio before we went to VortexNetworkNews.com, the three major shows I did, the Cabal interfered. They blocked the broadcast of that earlier show three times. In fact, the guy, Bill, the other station, said that not only his major system, but his backup system was knocked and actually wiped out. It took him days to get back on air. So that was a confirmation how much the Power Elite wanted to suppress information on that, because I had gotten a hold of a book that was translated from the French Academy of Science about what actually happened there and exposed Pasteur as a fraud. And it was hard to find this book, and I would like to make that book available eventually. But that was one of the most important things. It starts out. And what I was going to say, though, you know, one of the things they sell in stores called baby oil, which is mineral oil, which is extremely carcinogenic. It creates negative effects in your physical skin, your body, right from the get-go, right off. They put this on babies, call it baby oil, and it's mineral oil, which is extremely toxic. And they get us from the time of get-go, from the time we're born, most people. I didn't have that on my body, thank God, because my parents were hep, as I said, just like I didn't have vaccinations. And then as time people gets older, people start using all these substances. But first thing I wanted to talk about was about coffee. And what's very fascinating, as I was growing up, and as I said, as I was very quiet as a child, of course, when I got older and started getting into junior high school, and I realized at that point that this was going to be quite a trip, that I would have to get through it as best I could. And I knew at a very early age that this was going to be a form of physiological, sociological programming to try to make me an educated fool, basically, to program me with orthodox views about history and various subjects, which is very slanted about what's really so much of history has been distorted and left out of the history books and various other topics and subjects as well. But I just basically made up my mind that I was going to get through junior high school, elementary school, junior high school, and high school the best I could until I could finally fulfill my mission to not only prepare humanity for divine intervention, knowing that one day I would publish a book. I knew this for many decades, and it was wonderful finally this last year being able to get the book out, prepare for the landings as a preparation on a more conscious level, because, you know, back in the final days of Atlantis, the Federation of Light had an emergency evacuation, a one-time deal. That was it. There was no time to publish books. There was no time to prepare humanity, not only spiritually, but also understanding that what we ingest impacts our consciousness, that when they flip that beam, as I said, and try to beam us up, if our bodies are too toxic, there's just no way they're going to beam us up. And so in those days, there was basically not much time to prepare anybody. You either were healthy, you either were attuned, or you had to come back and do the whole cycle all over again. But so as I went through junior high school and I would sit in class, I basically daydreamed or listened to my friends off the planet. And they would tell me things about the future, usually good things. Things I could look forward to, and then I'd forget about it, and then years later it would happen. Well, as I was in junior high school, one of the things they told me, which is kind of fascinating, they told me that when I got older chronologically one day, I was going to redistribute an old Lemurian Atlantean Hyborian elixir product that had come back to the planet again. And I didn't know what they were talking about. It sounded pretty incredible, so I forgot about it. And the years went by, and then finally in 1987, when Aurora and I, at that time, were getting ready to go over to the very famous event called the Harmonic Convergence. We were going over to Diamond Head in Hawaii to meditate. People were meditating all over the world. And just before we left, somebody turned us onto a product called KM. That at that time, it was put out by a company called Montal Botanical. Now it's Univera. About a few years ago, Univera took over. And when I heard about it, my friends upstairs said, try it. You know, it's very important. As I said, I had forgotten about this earlier prophecy prediction. So when I opened up the bottle of KM, and because it's a dark brown liquid botanical, I thought to myself that visually it reminded me of coffee, but I sensed it would have an opposite effect. I always knew. I didn't know why, up until that moment, why coffee was so bad. I just knew that it was something I didn't want to ingest, not even one drop. So as I poured KM, this dark brown liquid botanical elixir, into this little container, and I brought it up to my lips, almost as I started to taste it, it was incredible, because first I thought, this tastes familiar. And next moment, I had this bizarre, powerful psychic flashback. And I saw, you know, when you have a flashback, a vision like this, a whole million years can pass before your eyes, and you just know a lot of things. That took place over millions of years. So I saw a lot of things simultaneously. And it was clear to me, I saw in this vision, millions of years ago, how at one time on this planet, that Earth, Mother Earth, had over an 80% level of oxygen. 80% level of oxygen. And at the end of Atlantis, when that huge water sheet, there was a huge water sheet that surrounded the planet, the way you can describe it, and that when the Nibiru, Wormwood, came through, it shattered that and caused all the water, moisture, to come out of the sky, which caused the 40 days of flooding that the Bible talks about, the Great Flood. And at that point, our life expectancy that used to be over 1,000 years began to dwindle. After that, all of the electromagnetic life force in our foods and stuff went down to very little. And now, of course, we have a 20% level of oxygen. But at that time, it was 80% literally. And there was greater electromagnetic force in our food. So, and one of the things I saw in this vision was the planet's been a drop-off place for good things. The Federation of Light brought good things that would raise our consciousness, make us healthy, build up immunity, expand our consciousness. But what did the draconians, the negative forces, the Luciferian draconians do? They brought substances to numb and dumb us out. So that's important to understand. This planet has been a drop-off place for good or bad things, and certain neutral things, too. Well, in the vision, I saw very clearly when the draconians began to infiltrate the priesthood, and they began to pass certain laws, kind of like the Codex Law. See, history's repeated itself to some degree, but hopefully we lightworkers are strong enough to stop them from fully repeating what they did in the past. They've already completed some of it. But as we get more hep now, and there's been a mass planetary wake-up call in recent years, people have woke up and started realizing that we must be the guardians to our health freedoms as much as everything else. So it became clear. I saw the draconians after they began to take out of circulation certain elixir products like KM and certain other things. Then they began to bring in these negative substances and pretended that some of them were actually good for us. These were like Fashmeals imitations. And I saw the draconians bring the coffee bean to Earth. Oh, yes. And then I saw the image of the hags stirring the cauldron, as in the first witch's brew. Are you coffee drinkers out there? All I can tell you, I've carried this burden for all these years. One of my missions is I have to get everybody hep to what coffee really is, to get you off of coffee. I know the coffee companies hate my guts for this, but you have to understand that things have origins. And when we trace them back and we really get our head out of the sand, we don't hang out in la-la land anymore, and we take personal responsibility. Because, you know, it's one thing we can forgive if we don't know. It's a lot harder to forgive us when we do know, and then we pretend we don't know. That's a little harder to forgive us. So I'm giving you information right now that you can choose to ignore. You have your free will. But the people who have decided to get off of coffee after a few months, and especially a few years, they always look younger, they feel better, and they always say to me, when they go back and taste coffee again, it's like, oh, my God, because, you know, our bodies change physiologically. Well, how horrible. I didn't realize how nasty this thing tasted. Well, the thing about coffee, because it wasn't the caffeine, I want to make that very clear to you. If you drink organically grown decaffeinated coffee, it wouldn't make much difference. You might not take in certain chemicals. But the physiological effects of coffee, it's not the caffeine, it's the oils in the bean that when you roast it, that oil you see floating on the coffee, that's the culprit. Not the caffeine, because you could drink green tea and organic green tea and it's good for you, okay? But the point is that the drinking of coffee impacts us like a lot of other things I'm going to talk about, like pork. Like chemical sweeteners, like GMOs. We have in our blood, we have in our bodies, in our blood platelets, a thing called electrolytes. Now, our electrolytes and our blood platelets and our synaptic centers in our brain, which are the two main receiving mechanisms for higher guidance, either a God speaking to us clearly, our divine intelligence, or higher forces speaking to us. The problem is that our electrolytes that are supposed to, if we're healthy and we're doing the right things to keep ourselves healthy and empowered and spiritually tuned in, and our consciousness high, our electrolytes are going in right spin. This is important to understand this. But we ingest things like coffee and anything from the pig. I'm going to go into that in a moment. Or GMOs, these chemical sweeteners, or fluoride, any of this stuff. It causes the electrolytes to go into left spin. So as a result, it's like two wires crashing and we have mind fog. And it's like we just can't quite tune in it. Because it's one thing to be psychic on a mundane level. It's another thing to be tuned into the cosmic realms. That's a different level of awareness. And things like coffee and pork and other things keeps you stuck on the psychic astral plane. And it's a lot harder. It shuts down the third eye and will chakra. Let me repeat that. It shuts your third eye and will chakra down or weakens them. And because of the reversing of the electrolytes. And by the way, as far as the pig, and it was interesting, many years ago, back in the 1950s, there was a movie called The Lost Continent of Atlantis. And in that movie, they showed these pig creatures. And when I saw that movie, it dawned on me, you know, the pig is a genetic experiment, half animal, half human. And its electrolytes are electromagnetically opposite of a human's. They're going in left spin, okay? So when you ingest anything from the pig, even lard in a Mexican restaurant, for a minimum 30 days, your electrolytes are going into left spin. Now that they're, radiating a lot of things and doing other things, it can be 60 to 90 days, the effect. Okay. And also, as far as pork is concerned, those maggots and parasites, did you know that it would take 1,700 degrees, literally, to kill the pig? Even if the pig was brought up supposedly in a healthy environment, the parasites, it takes literally 1,700 degrees to be destroyed.
I have to just make a comment. Aurora Light here. Michael, that the pig is not half human, but it has human genes in it.
Well, it was genetically a creation.
Yeah, it was a genetic creation, but it's not half human. It has human genes in it.
Okay.
That's why they're able to swap out all the organs. With human organs, you know, and when they do organ replacements.
Okay, so they're part. Okay. Yeah, they're part of them are from the genetic experiments. Okay, it's the percentage, I guess I was. Okay, fine, thank you. Okay, the percentage aspect that we're talking about is that they have connections with the genetic experiments going back to the Atlantean time, which is why the Jews and Muslims had, of course, they explain it religiously. Religious laws about not eating pork. And to me, religious dietary things aren't really strong enough for most people. I think it's, you know, I always say it's religious is one thing, spiritual is another. But when we understand the origins of things again, we have an understanding why we want to stay away from consuming of anything from the pig, pork, ham, doesn't anything, any pork products, or even lard. We should not consume because it causes our electrolytes, as we said, to go in a left spin. So that causes a difficulty to receive higher guidance. But getting back to the coffee situation, after they took CAM, they didn't call it CAM then, but you know, CAM, by the way, happens to be on the chart of elements, the potassium symbol. And but the point is that Carl Urach is the one who, in 1922, I tuned in when after I connected with him, that he was the original guardian to this product, this elixir, one of the many elixirs. I'm sure there's others out there, too, but this is the one I was really introduced to in modern times. And it wasn't until after he took it out of circulation, as I said, it wasn't until 1922. In Vienna, Austria, which happened to be the center of agrobiology on the planet, a young man named Carl Urach was working for his doctoral thesis. And he didn't know what it was going to be on, but he knew it was going to be on botanicals. And I just share the story because it's kind of fascinating. He is a real humanitarian genius kind of young person. Well, one of his hobbies, which was very dangerous, was climbing the Alpine Mountains. And, of course, if he slipped and fell, he'd pull all the other guys off with him because they were tethered. And he had discovered when he was checking his blood at the Vienna University that there were toxins forming in his blood. And he couldn't figure out, living in a pretty pristine area of the world, why would there be toxins? Well, there was a reason for it. I believe that Carl Urach, just like myself, just like all of those of you out there who are volunteers in Earth Embodiment, wrote into life script prior to incarnating that he was going to face some challenges. And if he faced them and overcame them, he could help a lot of other people. I think sometimes we put burdens upon ourselves purposely, not always because of karma, but because we want to help others. Like when I like the vision I had about coffee and realizing the significance of this so I could share it with everyone else. So Carl, as my perception, chose to have this challenge. And one day he was climbing up on one of the precipices of one of the mountains, and he started to slip. And it was a moment of life and death where he was very weak because of the combination of toxins and low oxygen at those elevations. It can become a deadly combination. Well, he started to pray to God. And it's my theory that he had programmed prior to taking Earth Embodiment that this prayer in the form of a mantra, or a mantra in the form of a prayer, would come out at that moment. And the prayer was basically, God, if you can give me the strength that I can survive and get off this mountain, I will find a way through botanicals to not only increase the oxygen retention ability, but totally detoxify the body. Well, Carl survived, got off the mountain, spent the next 8 months. And the way I like to explain it is if you take a container of marbles representing molecules and you were to rearrange them, you could literally spend lifetimes and never come up with the exact same formulation. So he was literally looking for the needle in the haystack, in a sense. Well, make a long story short, he survived, got off the mountain, and spent, the next 8 months trying to... back then they didn't have computers, so he'd check in under a microscope, he'd change the molecules around, and this literally went on for 8 months. Well, one night, he shares this story, one night after hours in laboratory, he had a vivid dream. And in the dream, the masters, the cosmic masters, came to him, showed him vividly this elongated molecular combination. He woke up suddenly, wrote the formula on a piece of paper, thank God, went to his laboratory the next day, and Eureka, he discovered, because he was able to prove before a board of 26 scientists, that not only could he totally detoxify a body of any toxins whatsoever, he could oxygenate at a minimum of 30% more than normal. And even though Carl went on to develop such things as the latex paint formula, because he was tired of being poisoned by lead paint, he also developed and pioneered the bird's eye method of freezing foods and had about 30 medical patents to his name, along with opening up all the medical labs in Canada. He said, but of all the things he ever came up with, the greatest thing was this little formula he got in the dream. And he was trying to figure out what he was going to call it. because it contains so many good things. And he decided just to slap the potassium symbol on it, KM, capital K, small m. And so it was interesting when Roy and I got involved in 87 with it, and then the masters reminded me, they said, remember we told you about this elixir thing. Now, I don't knock other products. I believe KM is extremely synergistic, and there are certain energy recipes I've come up with by combining it with other things. You know, things like the emergency light vitamin C you buy at Whole Foods, and that GSE by Nutribiotic, the grapefruit C extract that kills over 500 viruses. When I also energize my water, what Dr. Emoto has through his research showed that you can make water wetter and more alkaline. Put a little piece of quartz crystal in it and bless it and charge it up, make the water molecules hexagonal by visualizing this, because, you know, reality is a giant biocomputer. And I do that, and I pour the energized water in a glass, put the two packets of vitamin C in there, the emergency light so it doesn't have as much sugar, and the 15 drops of GSE. And I washed that ounce of KM down. Wow, it's like I want to bite bullets and jump tall buildings with a single bound. But this is the interesting thing about KM and coffee. That's the aspect there that, you know, coffee was brought in to replace this, a wonderful elixir, one of many elixirs. And then in 1922 it came back, and then finally in the early 80s, you know, it came back into became available. And then finally in 1987, one of the first bottles I was able to use. But I just wanted to share that about coffee and how it was first brought to this planet. So for those of you out there, by the way, coffee is extremely aging to the body. It is probably the worst thing to leach all the calcium out of your body. That's what it does. It takes all the calcium. And Rory, many years ago, said that she met a lot of models who wouldn't drink even one cup of coffee because it would make little tiny lines and wrinkles because it starts to dehydrate the body. Yes, it's like dropping battery acid in your stomach. Oh, yes. It destroys all the enzyme action. People complain about acid stomachs and not able to digest. Well, heck, when you dump that amount of acid, it's the most acidic thing you could imagine. So if you get rid of coffee, you will have incredible amount of benefits over a period of time. You'll be more attuned. You'll feel a lot better. You know, and drink green tea if you want to. But KM is a wonderful product because it not only oxygenates your body. And when Arana came back from Hawaii after the harmonic convergence, just want to finish the story, we were introduced to a thing called live blood cell analysis, also known as dark scope microscope. I was at a 3-day event doing little cosmic hors d'oeuvre readings at my booth, and in the booth next to me was a medical doctor taking samples of people's blood, blowing it up literally on a monitoring screen so you could see the cells as big as golf balls. And, I mean, I literally that weekend watched hundreds of people's blood be blown up. And I tell you, most people's blood is a cesspool. It's pretty nasty with all the things they eat and consume. And at the end of the 3 days, having seen this and talking to the guy, and he said, yeah, most people's blood is pretty bad. So Roy and I said to him, would you mind doing, because he'd be doing these free samples later for more in-depth analysis that he was charging for. And we said, could you do one more free sample just to see about our blood? So he said, okay, one more, sure, one more, why not? So he blows our sample of blood up, and he freaks out. I'm looking at this, Roy and I are. And he goes, he blurts out, he goes, this is literally the most healthiest, most beautiful blood I've ever seen. And he goes, what in the heck are you guys doing to achieve this? And Roy and I looked at him and said, well, we eat really healthy, but we also use this product called KM. And so it was interesting that, and after, a minimum of 3 bottles, you know, it is a biological fact that our bodies, humans manufacture cellular reproduction, takes about 90 days to get new blood. Takes 8 months to get new organs and 7 to 10 years to get new bodies. So the thing about KM is it definitely enhances a lot of the other things. And along, especially when you combine certain things, energy recipes, that creates even a greater effect. Because one of the secrets about nutrition, in order to get the nutrients past the cell wall into the subatomic nucleus of the cell, you have to have an electromagnetic charge to do that. And Aurora and I both experienced interesting one day, you know how when you move your feet against a carpet and you get kind of a spark. She and I both were drinking out of a KM bottle one day and we got a little spark off the bottle, KM. And I remembered how KM actually forms these little crystals. They look kind of like quartz crystals, but they're little potassium calcium crystals. And it dawned on me that the spark was electromagnetically from those crystals. The KM forms. And I met a guy once who had a friend who was a scientist, and he said that he actually lit up a light bulb when he hooked into the KM solution. So that's how powerfully electromagnetic it was. And it was interesting that on the emergency light vitamin C box from about a couple years ago, when they changed their label, it used to show a cell cut in half, and he was explaining about this electromagnetic, you know, how in order to get the nutrients past the cell wall, how you have an electromagnetic charge to do that. And then it mentions that CAM, potassium, is the electromagnetic, is the activating force that allows the nutrients to go through and past the cell wall. So that was a significant revelation about how CAM would make a lot of other things synergistic and be able to help you utilize your nutrients and life force a lot more. So get off of coffee, because it is definitely one of the worst things of the original witch's brew. Now, I had somebody ask me the question about, what about coffee? And I kind of, I mean, what about chocolate? And my response is, well, mocha madness, chocolate does cause brainwave patterns that you don't have any control over when you ingest coffee, just chocolate. And some people say, well, isn't possibly dark chocolate that hasn't been processed with any sugars or chemicals okay? Some people have been told that it's okay. I think I would rather use carob, you know, which was also called St. John's bread before our chocolate became so used by people. Maybe the real organic dark chocolate before it's been pasteurized, cooked, and added chemicals and sweeteners to it. Maybe it's not so bad. But it's like I said earlier, you know, there's a lot of things you can eat, consume, that may contain some good elements, but because of the majority of the elements are bad, I wouldn't consume it too much. I would use carob instead, because it has a lot more all good things rather than some bad things as well. I think that's how you have to look at things. How much good and how much bad does it have? That's my preference. Now, fluoride, which is interesting if you go back to ancient times. I became hep to this when I were visiting Hawaii many years ago, and we were sharing about what we knew about how fluoride, sodium fluoride, put into the water supply, not only when it was first put in 1917 during the Russian Revolution, and later the Nazis put it in Nazi Germany in the water supply, because fluoride, which is an aluminum byproduct from the aluminum companies, Rockefeller became aware of the fact that it could cause a lackadaisical effect, kind of a numbing effect upon somebody to make it more docile and easy to control. This is why they put it into the water supply. And later, of course, it was put in toothpaste and sold to us as being good for our teeth. But when you study the effects of how teeth get brittle and break off, and how aluminum causes dementia, you know, problems in the brain, it shuts down the third eye also, as well as, of course, causing the electrolytes and the blood platelets to go in the left spin. Fluoride is a definite no-no. I know that they've been pushing this on us. Now, I was lucky as I was a kid, I didn't use fluoridated toothpaste. My parents were hep about this, but they were putting it into the water supply. They were trying to sell it to us. And yet, when you look at the pictures of when they do that, they have to wear special suits, you know, so they're not contaminated by it, and dump it into the water supply. But because it's an aluminum byproduct, it is definitely a very nasty thing. But Rockefeller discovered a way to sell it to us from as an aluminum byproduct. Like a lot of chemicals are byproducts of other things, and they force it on us under the disguise of it being good. Another good example is amalgamated mercury, that they put many years into the silver fillings and teeth. Now, most dentists have gotten hep to the fact that, you know, you don't want to touch mercury. It's extremely toxic. So why did they think that it would be good for us as in the form of a filling in our teeth? It's weird how people have these ideas. Well, of course, that's to sell it to us, and they put a spin on it. But we need to be hep to this fact. So, you know, if you're using fluoridated toothpaste, you know, get rid of them, throw them away. There's plenty of good quality non-fluoridated toothpaste on the market now. Also, underarm deodorants. Traditionally, most of them have contained aluminum. Even that little crystal they were selling for a while, that had a form of aluminum in it also. And there's some good companies, just check it out, and health food companies, natural companies that don't use aluminum in any form. So you just have to read labels, be an avid label reader, and stay away from that stuff. And I did mention, you know, about pork and how it's important to stay away from any of these effects on our consciousness. Now, there's a lot of, you know, chemical sweeteners that have been on the market for quite some time. You know, I remember back in the 1980s, when Equal and was being forced on us. It's amazing how they, you know, the FDA, or I call them the Federal Death Agency, has been bought and paid for, basically. You know, some of the companies like, you know, in the American Murder Association, AMA, that's what people have called these companies, that, and organizations who don't seem to be working for our best good. If anything, they're working to kill us and enslave us and impact our consciousness. But I remember Equal. And how it's, you know, when they discovered, there were some articles that Aurora and I were distributing for years, how Equal would turn to wood alcohol, formaldehyde, 80-some degrees. Now, what's the temperature of our bodies? Do the math. And numerous people got blinded and got all kinds of negative side effects. And they're still trying to sell it to us. Now they come up with a lot of other chemical sweeteners that they claim are better than that. But when you find out about, you know, how they purify some of these sweeteners with chlorine and what effect it has, they're constantly trying to sell us things. They're pretending that it's this thing and that thing is better than the other things. Basically, I just say if you're going to use sweeteners, either use raw organic honey. Marley barl isn't too bad. It's more of a neutral sweetener, from what I understand. It isn't really that bad for the body. It's not that good. It's more of a neutral kind of thing. But raw organic honey is one of the better. I know that stevia is also very good for the body. It's extremely concentrated, so you don't have to use too much of it. And I know for years that the FDA was trying to outlaw stevia because they were backing the Equal and the those kind of chemical sweeteners. That's been an agenda for many years. Now, I just recently discovered that agave, you know, this sweetener that they're touting is really good for us. In some cases, it's actually worse than the corn syrup, fructose sweeteners, because it's concentrated. They take it from the cactus, you know, and they make tequila from those cactuses. But agave is kind of a byproduct, and a lot of the health food companies have been promoting this. But when you really study it, it's extremely concentrated in, and not in a really good way from some of the studies that have been done. Maybe if it's organic and it's from, you know, depending on the company, maybe it's not that bad. But I've heard some reports that you really don't want to use agave because it's not too much different than the corn syrup fructose sweeteners that they've been promoting, you know, using in so many of the products. And you just have to use your common sense, good old galactic common sense, which may not be exactly like Earth common sense, and use your discernment and cognitive deductive reasoning. You know, of course, these substances shut down the ability to use your discernment. That's why they've been pushing these things on us, so we're not able to discern what the cabal, the New World Order forces, are up to. But people are waking up. People are starting to really awaken and realize that, yes, our bodies are temples. We're going to treat them as temples rather than cesspools. And that what we do put into our body profoundly affects our consciousness. Now, genetically modified organisms, GMOs, which DuPont, Monsanto, and all these big New World Order corporations have been trying to force on the population, most people don't want them. Most people who do research understand, if they don't understand all of the specifics, deep down people sense that these are very negative Frankenstein foods. You know, the dark alchemists, the draconians back in Atlantean times created GMOs. They forced this on the population, and it created genetic diseases. It created a numbing-dumbing effect. But as I said, it created genetic diseases. And for when they splice human and animal genes into plants, fruits, and vegetables, which they've been doing for a number of years now. And the truth is, to 70 to 80%, when you go into a normal grocery store, unless you buy something certified organic, 70 to 80% of the foods, so-called foods, on the supermarket shelves have 70 to 80% of those GMOs. You know, and it's been known. I found this out many years ago that the FDA allows over 3,000 chemicals that they don't even have to list. Like when you buy a can of tomatoes, unless it's organic, certified organic, it could contain one of 3,000 chemicals that they aren't required to list. And they get around this by the words and the way in which they word certain things. So those chemicals have a profound impact on our consciousness, as well as weakening our immune system. When we understand to, in order to have a body, mind, spirit, emotional integration, since we are a whole being, it's not just our immune system, it's not just our consciousness, but every level of our being that's being impacted. And then when you combine direct ingestion of these substances with external factors, environmental, such as the chemtrails, or the throwing out petrochemical poisons in the atmosphere, I mean, that creates so much over amping, over amount of toxins that most people can't handle it. And that's why all kinds of diseases have been popping up, like Morgellons disease, which is this fibrous material coming out of people's bodies. That's a combination of GMOs and chemtrails. Mostly chemtrails, but some of it's directly connected with GMOs as well. And a lot of the doctors don't want to deal with them. They say, well, that's just people's imagination. Well, it's not their imagination when these irritating fibrous things are coming out of their body. And under a microscope, these substances are actually alive. They're like a, you know, biochip GMO kind of creation that's able to conduct frequencies that they use through the HARP towers. They use the connect the HARP with the chemtrails, and they broadcast these negative energies to try to control our consciousness. So we have to clear our bodies out. We have to do things to get rid of these substances that have an effect. And, you know, the biochip technologies have gotten so small now that they're at least five times smaller than the size of a hair. And that's the one thing, not only the nasty substances that they're putting in us, if you take a vaccination, from the formaldehyde and the aluminum and a lot of other things, but the biochips that they've actually been putting into people that can fit through the vaccination needle. So you have to take personal responsibility that you can't depend on the government or the agencies out there to do it. You have to take total personal responsibility. And it is good to have cosmic backup beings off the planet who are HEP and have downloaded a lot of information to me, have connected me with a lot of people to get details about things. I think we need to know this and realize it. So there are a lot of wonderful things. You know, I mentioned the KM earlier because it's a wonderful product to oxygenate the body. Using crystals as a way of amplifying your auric field. So it's like a crap deflector so that all the stuff they're sending at you and doesn't have the same effect on you. You know, you have to purify your body, and you also have to do things to build up your energy field so that what they're externally trying to do doesn't have that effect on us as well. In fact, one of those things that we sell, and I've done a lot of research on this, is the detox foot bath. Go to healthgalleria.com and also at channelforthemasters.com in the Health Galleria section. You can see some of the products and some of the technologies that Aurora and I have been guided to make available to the light workers for maintenance purposes, to keep you strong and healthy until divine intervention does occur. But it also, as I said earlier, has to do with that vibrational scale from 0 to 500. And when Monk had channeled this many years ago, had mentioned this, and I mentioned in my book, Prepare for the Landings, about this fact, that when that kind of time arrives and they flip that switch, and there are two are standing in the field, and one gets to be beamed up, but the other can't because that person's body's too toxic. And also, in order to be beamed up, you have to be at least 200 on its scale. Well, it's really very simple. It doesn't take that much maintenance, really. If you just use your common sense and you check out, you know, what you're putting in your body based on some of the areas, things I've already discussed. Stay away from refined processed foods. Eat organic foods. You know, use herbal supplements, which can be a good supplement to enhance some of the other things you're doing. I know a lot of people say to me, "Well, I can't afford this and I can't afford that." And then I look at them spending lots of money for some hobby, or they'll drive, you know, many, many miles to fulfill a hobby, but they won't drive a few blocks to go to a health food store. I find some of the contradictions in people's excuses or reasons that they supposedly can't afford something, but yet they'll pay thousands of dollars to buy pharmaceutical drugs or go to the traditional doctors, you know, in the death care system, as I like to call it, rather than the health care system. It's not into health, it's into weakening us. So higher forces have told me if people will take personal responsibility, even if you happen to be in a position up to this moment that you claim you can't afford certain healthy things, if you get your priorities right and you get your head on straight and you really make a commitment to do the right things, I have found every time one really does it and is really sincere and they at least do the things they can do, life, which is trying to be user-friendly with all these new cosmic frequencies coming on the planet right now, it will seek you out, will help you, will rearrange, recalibrate your life, so you will begin to afford. You will find ways and means to eat healthy. It means buying certain things in bulk. You can search out. You know, a lot of supermarkets now have health food sections, and you can kind of compare price, you know, compare one price with another. And over a period of time, there are ways to begin to supplement your diet, to eat the healthier things. Even though it's a little more expensive, it's worth paying a few dollars more when you're getting higher quality. Think of food like premium octane. You don't want to put the general grade, the lower grade octane into your body. So that's an important thing. And it's also being prepared, being ready on many levels, knowing that all our needs will be taken care of as long as we take the responsibility, take the actions that we need to do to get ourselves in that state so we can receive the greater blessings and the greater backup and support on and off the planet. Because the higher forces can't support us if we don't take personal responsibility. Because God does help those who help themselves. So there's just a lot of things I could talk about that our kind of time is running out here. But I did want to touch on a few of the basics today that you need to be reminded about, be aware of. And those who would like to contact me for more in-depth information. And those 90-minute transformational channel readings are really wonderful. Because not only is it the conscious information that gives you help to your mission, but it's the higher leading codements that they put on the tape. And if you're eating the wrong things and you're living an unhealthy lifestyle, again, that's going to block the encodements coming through. You've got to make decisions and plan, do the things that are going to support and enhance the backup and support that the higher forces can give us. Now, I want to share before we come to the end of the hour here about an event I'm going to be doing for those of you who are here in the Arizona area. And over in Scottsdale, I'm going to be doing an event which is called The Who's Who in the Cosmic Directory. At a place called the Mystic Moon Bookstore, and that's at 7119 East Mercer Lane. And this is off Scottsdale Road, north of Shea in Scottsdale, Arizona, 85254. This is going to be Sunday, September 19th, coming up in a few weeks from now. And those who would like to get more and make reservations, you can pre-register. You can call. The number there at the store is area code 480-443-0136. Again, let me repeat that. That's area code 480-443-0136. And if you pre-register, it's $20, or at the door, $25 per person. And I'm going to be covering, it's going to registrations at 1:30. And the event starts at 2 o'clock, and I'm going to be going to about, it's about a three-hour event of a break also. But I'm going to be doing this PowerPoint presentation, which is similar to that DVD that I have available called The Who's Who in Cosmic Directory. I'm going to be showing over 30 images, some beautiful images that were painted by a very famous clairvoyant artist known as Celia Winkler. And some of the Who's Who in the Cosmic Directory, these beings are just a few of the many beings that we've had connections with. And beings like Zosser, who also overshadows me in regard to the health issues. He has helped me, guide me to connect with a lot of the people, like people connect with the National Health Federation through the years. And he's part of the bio teams, working with the light workers to help your physical body get attuned to the upcoming world evacuation divine intervention when it happens. And so we have a lot of beings, a lot of friends, a lot of great support off the planet. They're just requiring us to take some personal responsibility. So, again, check out, those of you who are living in the Arizona area, this is a wonderful opportunity to connect with you and to have firsthand an experience learning about some of who our friends are in high places. If you can't make it to this event, order that DVD, Who's Who in the Cosmic Directory, and it's a wonderful 90-minute. It's a little more compressed than at this event, because I'll have time for questions and answers also there, and I'll probably channel a few little cosmic hors d'oeuvres, little messages for the people who show up, okay, personal to you. And I will also be available for the direct voice 90-minute transformational channelings. So I've just been flashed about 1 minute left here, and boy, the time flies by. And I just hope that what I shared with you today is helpful. I hope it reminded some of you, got a little off course off your diets and lifestyle to get back on, that it's extremely important. Because, you know, one day when we stand before the councils and we're looking back on this life, we don't want to look back going, oh God, I really screwed up. We don't want to have the woulda, coulda, shoulda regrets. We want to stand proud that we rose to the occasion, took care of our responsibilities, that we didn't leave one stone unturned. So taking care of your physical body until the time they do come, to be as a service as you can, not just 200 on that scale, but the higher you can raise yourself on that 500 scale, the greater service you can be while you're here. Keep yourself healthy and strong and open, receptive. Do the things that raise your consciousness. Don't put your energy into the gutter. Raise it. Treat your body like a temple. And until the time they do show up, keep your eyes on the skies.